Hey, welcome back to the Actor's Career Compass. My name is Martin Benson. I'm your host, and today we're going to be talking about how to get an acting agent, or in other words, how to get a talent agent. For a lot of actors, this is kind of one of those critical, pivotal moments in their career. When they get an agent, they feel like they've made it. They feel like they're finally moving their careers forward in a way that it just kind of felt impossible to do prior to that. You no longer have to deal with submitting yourself on online casting websites and potentially falling victim to scam castings. You can finally feel like you're going to start booking work that pays you a good rate. You can finally start getting access to bigger union productions so that you can join SAG-AFTRA or another actors union in your region. It's just a huge milestone in most acting careers. But one of the challenges is that a lot of actors, especially people who are just starting out, think that they have to get an agent before they can do anything else. And that's just not true. In fact, getting an agent is usually something that will happen for most actors somewhere between 2 and 5 years into their acting career. Now, it's definitely possible to shortcut this process so that it only takes you 3 to 6 months to get an agent from when you start. And that's what we'll be talking about in a bit of detail today. But what I want you to be clear on is that if you are still brand new, you should ideally have at least 3 to 5 credits for speaking roles. They can be in small projects, they can be independent productions or student films or whatever, but you do need at least 3 to 5 credits ideally on your resume before you start looking for an agent. Having 4 to 6 credits is even better, but the minimum being 3 to 5, because if you start looking for an agent too soon when you're brand new and you don't have anything yet, scammers are going to start looking to get money out of you. And what basically happens is you'll find an audition notice for something, you'll go to the audition, and it will turn out to be a quote agency that is basically saying, we're going to make you a star, we love your look, all you have to do is pay this fee to get your headshots done with us, and then pay this hosting fee so that we can post your stuff on the website and start submitting you for projects. And then there's other fees that they may charge as well. And unfortunately, all of that is a lie. Any agency that charges a fee is essentially a scam. Agents by law are not allowed to charge fees. The way that it works is when an agent signs you, they start looking for work for you. And if you book the jobs that they help you find, then you pay them a portion of what money you make on that job. So if you make $200 on the job, you might pay the agent 10%, which would be $20, or up to 20% in some places, which would be $40. If you make a $20,000 really big job, then the agent is going to be very happy because they're making a decent amount. They could be making $2,000 to $4,000 off of that. So that's sort of how a real agency works. And if you're brand new, you should not be looking for an agent yet. You should be starting to look for how to build up those first 3 to 5 credits as quickly as possible by submitting yourself using online casting websites and other resources. Now, that being said, let's dive into how to get a talent agent. So a talent agent is someone who's going to really help propel your career. They're going to submit you for productions, meaning they might have access to projects that you otherwise wouldn't know about. Examples of this would be like major projects that are shooting for Netflix or for like, you know, CBS, any major production company or TV, like television show. All of that stuff, they're usually going to be posting their projects, their casting calls on a website called Breakdown Services. Breakdown Services is a place that only agents have access to, typically. Actors can't go on there. And so since those roles are hidden from actors, the only real way that you can find out about those roles is if you have an agent. So an agent is going to have access. They're going to submit you for those big projects. They're also going to pitch you for those specific roles, because they usually have connections to casting directors. So if they know a casting director, they'll say, hey, check out this actor here on my roster. They're excellent. You definitely need to check them out. And so they're going to kind of be pushing hard for the casting director to at least bring you in for an audition. And then they're also going to negotiate for a better salary for you. They'll negotiate your contracts. And some agents will also offer career guidance, meaning they'll recommend headshot photographers and, you know, just different things that you can do to move your career forward. However, this is more common for managers, not always agents. Now, let's dive into how to get an agent. So the first thing that you need to do is make sure that your marketing materials are together, right? So you need to have a professional headshot. Little plug for my company. If you're based on the East Coast, City Headshots, that's C-I-T-Y, headshots.com. You can check out our actor headshots, and we have great prices and excellent photographers that I've all trained myself. We have currently, as of 2023, locations in New Jersey and New York, and we do a ton of actor headshots. So you do need a high quality professional actor headshot in order to be taken seriously by an agent. Any agent that sees you submit a photo that was taken by yourself, or even if you have a friend who has a decent camera, but they don't really know what they're doing, and you can just tell when you look that this is not a high-end headshot, the agent is just not going to take you seriously. They get so many submissions from different actors every day that it's easy for them to ignore anything that's not 100% on point. Now, the next thing is, of course, going to be your resume. So what do you have on your casting profiles or on the PDF version of your resume that you send to them? They're, again, looking for at least 3 to 5 credits, but the more the better. So I usually say try to aim for 4 to 6 if you can, but even more than that is amazing. And these should be for speaking roles. Do not include background work in your resume. It won't be taken seriously by agents or casting directors. And then finally, you do want to have at least some clips for a reel. You don't necessarily have to have super high-end footage for your reel, though it definitely helps. A lot of agents, they will more strongly consider you if you have, you know, you've been in some professionally shot independent films that have, you know, higher budgets, so the footage looks really good. Or some actors do want to shoot footage for their reel specifically. And projects like that can range from like $1,000 to a few thousand dollars. In some cases, they can be under $1,000 depending on how much you're shooting. So I'll drop another plug for my company, Actor Screener Shoot. So that's actorscreenershoot.com. Screener is S-C-R-E-E-N-E-R. And then shoot without an S at the end. So actorscreenershoot.com, we shoot high-end footage for actors' reels. And most of the time, the reason people are shooting footage for their reel is specifically because they're putting together their package to begin the process of looking for an agent. Now, again, you don't need high-end professional footage right off the bat to get an agent. If you have some really high quality looking self tapes that you've done against a flat backdrop with good quality audio and lighting, and your performance is just totally on point and really makes them feel something, you can get by without having much footage. But I still recommend, if you can, you should have at least maybe one scene on your reel. Even if you don't shoot it with a high-end production company, there are tricks to shoot footage yourself, even using your iPhone or whatever, you can shoot something. I go into depth on that in one of my courses called Land an Agent. But in general, those three things, your headshot, your resume, and some footage for your reel are kind of going to be the bare minimum that you want to get an agent. Now, on top of that, you may also want to include just some documents that show agents additional benefits that you can bring to them. One of those things might be something that talks about your brand or the types that you play best. So just showing them that you've done the work and you're clear that you're not a crazy versatile actor that tries to play everything. You don't want to come across as what's called a jack of all trades. Instead, you want to be a master of just one, two, or three at most. And so showing them that you know which character types you specialize in is going to make them much more confident in bringing you on, because they have a roster of different actors and each of those actors plays a different set of character types. So you would want to fit in there to expand their roster. They're not going to send you for every job. They're going to mostly send the actors that most fit the job. That makes them look better to casting directors. Now, let's continue. You can also have a tracker that shows all the work that you've been booking and the callbacks that you've been getting. And you can also have a document that kind of keeps track of all the people that you know in the industry, like a networking tracker. These are just additional materials that if you bring to the table, they're going to be like, oh, wow, this actor takes their career seriously. They know what they're doing. So I'm going to, you know, give them a chance in a meeting. Now, the next step, once you've got those marketing materials together, you have to actually research agencies. Way too many actors just want to shotgun blast their resume out there and be like, hey, let's just send everything and see who responds. But I usually discourage that because, first off, if you do it wrong, it could get you put on the wall of shame. And some agencies do actually have that, where they post headshots of actors that they just will never work with for whatever reason. So obviously you want to avoid that. But on top of that, it's also just going to be a lot more targeted. If you're only reaching out to agents that you feel would be right for you, or are agents that represent actors that have been in projects or productions that you want to be in, then it makes it easier when you're writing a cover letter and reaching out directly that you can say, hey, the reason that I specifically would love to be considered for representation by you is because X, right? If you're shotgun blasting, you're obviously not sending something that's that specific, and then they're just going to ignore it. But if you make it a bit more personalized, you have a much higher chance of getting called in for a meeting. And isn't it worth it? I mean, think about it. Wouldn't you rather spend a few months and do this right and, you know, put in the actual effort now to get a really great agent instead of trying to do the bare minimum required? Because what I like to say is, like, if you do the bare minimum work required, and even if an agent does respond to that, what kind of agent do you think that that's going to be? That's probably an agent who also does the bare minimum work required. And is that really the agent that you want representing you? Right? So, anyway, you want to choose about 10 to 20 agents to focus on. You can base it on what regions they represent. So obviously, wherever you live, they should be representing you for that area. Or if you can travel easily and are willing to pay some of the costs of traveling, then, you know, you could do that. You should also check the actors that are on their roster. If they already have some people that look exactly like you, chances are that they won't want another person. So in that case, you may consider a different agent, someone who's kind of got a hole in their roster or that you could fill by, you know, just kind of adding to their roster so the agent can submit for more projects. Finally, the size of the agency. In general, when you're starting, if it's your first agent, you want to focus on a bit of a smaller agency first, stay with them for a year or two, and then potentially move to a mid-size agency, stay with them for about 5 to 10 years at most, and then you can move to a major agency where you're getting much bigger jobs. So now step three, after you've done the research, you've got your marketing materials together, it's time to actually start submitting. So you want to follow the instructions on the agency's website. Do not try to find the email address of an agent specifically and reach out to them because that bothers them, especially if on their website it says to submit to a general submissions pool. Now, you might be wondering, well, why? How am I going to stand out if I'm just submitting to the main pool? Well, you're going to stand out because of what we've discussed. So you're going to be writing, obviously, a customized cover letter. You've got your marketing materials and everything together. You're showing them what you bring to the table, and you're telling them why specifically you want to work with them. Now, on top of that, though, it can be beneficial to get a referral. Now, a referral is the way that you can actually reach out directly to a specific agent. If you don't have a referral, you don't want to just go randomly email a particular agent by finding their email address online, because chances are they're going to get annoyed and not want to speak with you. But if you know someone that that agent already represents, you could potentially ask that person if they're okay with you mentioning their name when you reach out to the agent. Or you could even ask them to make an introduction directly to the agent for you, where they say, hey, I know this actor. You may consider meeting with them. They're great. And that just really does wonders for making the process of getting a meeting with an agent much easier by going through a referral. Now, if you do get invited to a interview and an audition, congratulations, that's awesome. You have to do the prep work, obviously, meaning memorize your lines for the audition. Make sure that you are, planning in advance for any questions that they might ask you. I do have an article on my website. If you type City Headshots, how to get an acting agent into Google, you can find this article where I go way more into depth on questions that they might ask and how to prep for the interview. But I'm also going to go into depth on that in a future podcast and episode as well. Now, of course, if you don't get any invites as you're reaching out to those first 10 to 20 agencies, then keep trying and keep looking. But the key thing is that you want to make sure to continue building your resume on your own and getting more acting work over time. Okay, so it's not like you're just going to stop everything and just start spending the next like 6 months looking and reaching out to random agencies. Because if you're not hearing back from anybody and you've reached out to about 20 or 30 people or agencies, at that point, you may want to go back and be like, hey, maybe I need to add a little bit more to my resume, or maybe I need to get a little bit better footage in my reel, or maybe I need to do a little bit more networking so that I can get more referrals to people. Okay, something is probably wrong if you don't hear back from anybody after reaching out to about 20 to 30 people. I would say if you're doing well, you'll probably hear back from anywhere from 1 to 3 people for every 10 to 20 that you reach out to. Okay, so that's kind of like it's anywhere from like a 5 to 10% response rate or higher would be ideally what you're looking for to tell you that you're on the right track. All right. Hopefully this podcast episode was helpful. I know it's a bit of a in-depth process, and I couldn't share everything here because I'm trying to keep these things short, ideally 10 to 15 minutes. We're already over on this. But again, that article will go into more depth. If you just Google the word City Headshots, how to get an acting agent, the article should show up, and then you can read it. And you can always feel free to reach out to me directly as well if you have any questions. And I'm always interested in answering questions on this podcast. So if you do have a question you'd like me to answer, I will do my best to get to it. Just send me an email directly at martin@cityheadshots.com. That's my personal email address. And then who knows, your question may show up in a future podcast episode. All right. Thanks so much, and we will be in touch soon.